Okay. Rashi, in his opening comments on this week's parasha and Bechukosai and Bechukosai Teilechu, comments that what this refers to is Shetiyu Amelim BaTorah, that you should be involved, you should toil in Torah, which makes it a favorite of people who are discussing issues around the parasha to talk about Talmud Torah at this time of year, coupled with the fact that a week from now, you know, always the either two or sometimes three Shabbatot after the second or third Shabbos after Bechukosai, Bechukosai included, will be Shavuos. So I want to also just take up a quick issue that comes up within the context of Amelos B'Torah, and that's the issue of whether when we have the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which we know, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, whether we refer there simply to quantity of Torah, or whether the quality of the Torah that we learn has halachic implications. So, as the Achronim point out at length, there are many passages in the Gemara that suggest that in addition to our obligation to learn Torah on a quantitative level, which at its ideal is to be learning constantly, at its minimum, as the Gemara in Menachos outlines in Daf Tzadi Tes, one fulfills his mitzvah with the recitation of Kriya Shema Yomam Valayla in the day and the night. There are passages that point to the fact that there is value, or we take into our calculations the quality as well. For example, the Gemara in Megillah Daf Gimel says that Mevatlin Talmud Torah Mifnei Mikra Megillah, that we nullify our learning of Torah for the reading of the Megillah, which, while some Mefarshim explain, the question that they're responding to is how could you be Mevatel Torah to read the Megillah? The Megillah is also Torah. So while some of the Mefarshim argue that the learning itself is in fact Talmud Torah, the problem is that you don't always have a Megillah in your house, so you have to go to shul, and by the time you walk to shul, so the time that it takes to get to shul, to come back, is you're going to be Mevatel Torah. Others point out that one could just argue that reading the Megillah, while yes, it is a keim of Talmud Torah, you're reading it without analyzing, without thinking about it too deeply, you're just hearing the story. And if one is involved in the depth of Torah, so then that would be a qualitatively better type of Torah. And there's such a notion as bitul Talmud Torah be'echos, of being mevatel Torah in quality rather than just quantity. The Gemara in the first parak of Brachos, listing the reward that one gets for different types of actions, says that the reward one gets for Torah is svara, is the analysis of it, again indicating that how one learns, rather than just the fact that one learns, is relevant. Halachically, the Gemara in many places emphasizes the centrality of being lomei Torah menas lasos, of learning Torah lach lamaisa, again emphasizing that the goals and the contours of how one learns affect the kiyum of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And within that framework, I just want to discuss one specific source, the Taz, in Evin HaEzer, Simen Chaf Hei, which is not exactly where one would expect a discourse on Talmud Torah, considering that Hilchos Talmud Torah are in Yeridaya, and Simen Reish Mem Beth and Reish Mem Vav. But in the middle of a drasha there on a pasuk of Shav Lecha Mashkimei Kum Echer Shabbat, that it is worthless to you, those who get up, who stay up late. So he has a drasha there where he argues, or he polemicizes against those people who are so obsessed with learning Torah that they learn Torah late into the night when they're no longer functional, and they could just go to sleep earlier, and then when they would wake up in the morning, they'd be refreshed, and the quality of their Torah would be enhanced. And he says, those people who think they're getting more reward by shaking sleep from their eyes, but they can barely understand what they're reading, and they don't remember any of it by the time they wake up in the morning, that's all in vain, because in the end of the day, we also care about quality. When I was in yeshiva, we used to use this taz sometimes. I didn't sleep that much in yeshiva, but there were people who slept significantly less than me. There was one of my friends at some point who attempted to sleep only 30 minutes a night, which didn't go very well for him, because while he did only sleep in his bed half an hour a night, he would randomly physically collapse while walking through yeshiva, and he couldn't process. And we used to point to this taz as evidence that wasn't the proper thing to do. One of the Rambam, Mordechai Friedman, used to say that what we see is that one should not sacrifice Talmud Torah on the Mizbeach of Hasmada, right? One shouldn't sacrifice actually learning simply because one feels like he's such a masmid. And I think what comes out clear from this Taz and from these sugyot in general is that when we're figuring out how we should learn and how we should maximize our learning, it's not just important to figure out right, how much you are going to learn, but also the quality, to ensure that the quality of what you're learning is going to be as high as possible. The Arugas HaBosem, not the Rishon, but the Achron in his tshuva, in his first tshuva, has a lengthy diyun on whether it's better to stay up late learning or whether it's better to wake up early in the morning, and goes through all types of sugyos, reason, makdim, and lamitzvos, etc. But Rav Asher Weiss, in his piece on Bechukosa and on Eichut V'Kamut B'Talmud Torah, on quality and quantity in Talmud Torah, argues, I think, compellingly along these lines, that this discussion has no place in Talmud Torah. The answer to the question of whether it's better to learn late at night or only in the morning depends, if you're a night person or a day person, whether the quality of your learning is going to be better during the day and during the night. So as we approach Shavuos and we think of ways that we can maximize our commitment to Talmud Torah, as we see from the sugyas and the Gemara and from the Taz and from Rav Asher and many other Achronim, in addition to thinking about how we can be koveya more time for Talmud Torah, another thing we should be thinking about is, you know, if we the time that we devote to Talmud Torah, we devote to reading things rather than analyzing it ourselves, or to lighter shiurim that are more enjoyable rather than things that are difficult, which is also a good thing. We should be considering perhaps ways of deepening the investment that we put in a qualitative sense, the analysis we put in, the effort we put in Talmud Torah, because as much as quantity is important, quality is also important, not just hashkafically, but halachically as well.